This is At The Row. You're listening to WGSC 9.7 FM, 8 Row, Castor, Austin. Radio is the great thing ever.
The Cairo Historical Society was established in 2009. Our mission is to collect, study, interpret, and preserve the history of the town of Cairo, New York, for the educational and cultural enrichment of present and future generations. We love to bring history alive through our programming, such as our Hometown Heroes banner program, our State of the Union dinners, our Victorian teas. Each teach history while having fun. Members receive absolutely free our quarterly journal, the Cairo Herald, which is jam-packed with historical articles, pictures, and society news. Everyone, however, can access the Cairo Historical Society's Facebook page, which is a treasure trove of Cairo history and memories. It's easy to become part of our historical family. Call Sylvia at 518-821-3852 or email the Cairo Historical Society at cairohistsociety@yahoo.com.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Mid-Hudson Cable, serving Columbia, Greene, and southern Albany counties with digital cable, high-speed internet, and cable phone services for homes and businesses since 1971. Mid-Hudson Cable, all the right connections on the web at mhcable.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Will Ostro of Catskill, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to wgxc.org and click Donate. Thank you for your support.
You know, I was listening to the radio, and I heard this thing!
90.7 FM. Listener-supported radio.
Welcome to Clubhouse Radio, live from the Catskill Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM WGXC, broadcasting Aqua Catskill Hudson. We're in front of our studio audience, preparing to bring you tracks, music made by youth and staff of the clubhouse. We will kick off our show after the local news and weather.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Amanda Purcell reports for Columbia Green Media that after ballot challenges and absentee vote counting, Democrats won two seats in the Ghent Town Board, and a Democrat and an Independence Party candidate won seats in Claverett. In Ghent, there were more than 100 absentee and affidavit ballots challenged November 22nd by the parties, but never brought to court. Democrat incumbent Pat Metheny won with 1,032 votes, and Democrat Kofi Zahn won her first term on the Ghent Town Council with 1,005 votes. Republican Craig Simmons and Peter Nelson Sr. finished out the running with 995 and 973 votes, respectively. In Claverick, Democrat Kathy Cashin won re-election, and George Dunce of the Independence Party also won a seat. They beat Republican Lisa Bowe and Democrat Ian Solomon, though vote totals were not released. You can read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Neil Reisman reports at New York State of Politics that 93% of early voters in New York this fall said they would vote early again in a poll released on November 22nd by the League of Women Voters. Complaints from voters included wanting better polling locations near public transit and better training on new equipment and technology for poll workers. The poll surveyed 1,791 voters in 54 counties and at 239 polling sites. In the first year of early voting in New York, 1.9% of voters cast their ballots before Election Day. Rebecca Carballo reports for the Times Union that U.S. District Judge David Hurd on November 26 dismissed a lawsuit filed by immigration advocates against Rensselaer County and several Republican officials there. Rensselaer County Republican leaders this summer announced plans to give immigration and customs enforcement officials information about those who attempt to obtain driver's licenses under the state's new Green Light Act. That provoked a lawsuit from the New York Immigration Coalition, Common Cause New York, Community Voices Heard Incorporated, and Citizen Action of New York. Their lawsuit was based on an individual plaintiff, Jennifer Benn. She alleges that the press release announcing the efforts to undermine the new law discouraged her from registering to vote through the DMV. Ben is a naturalized citizen and a legal permanent resident in her family, but she said she worried that ICE could mistake her family for non-citizens. But judge said that Ben did not have a, and I quote, concrete, end quote, argument, and that her fears were, and I quote, subjective, end quote, because her family members have legal status. But the judge also criticized the county officials. Hurd wrote, and I quote, "Nearly before the ink could dry on the Green Light Act's signature, Rensselaer had issued a press release that it could neither support or enforce. What good it hoped to accomplish through an empty gesture is unclear," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. The Daily Freeman reports about what is open and what is closed over the Thanksgiving holiday weekend. County offices are where the main differences are. Columbia County offices are closed Thursday and Friday, while Dutchess and Greene County offices are closed on November 28th and opened on November 29th. And Ulster County offices are closed on Thanksgiving, and some are open the next day. Other closings, Amtrak is on a modified schedule both days. Banks are closed on Thursday and open on Friday. Dutchess Loop buses, there's no service on Thursday and a Saturday schedule on Friday. The federal offices are closed Thursday and open Friday. Financial markets are closed Thursday and open until 1 p.m. on Friday. Greene County Transit has no service either day. Mail delivery, there will be none on Thursday and regular delivery on Friday. Metro North has a special schedule both days. Schools are closed both days. State offices are closed Thursday and open on Friday. Trailways, holiday schedule both days. And UCAT buses will have no service on Thursday and a Saturday schedule on Friday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a happy Thanksgiving Day and a pleasant tomorrow.
Ugh, still digesting from yesterday. Here is your Logie better weather. Okay, today starts out just below freezing and will climb to almost 40 this afternoon. Winds will keep it cold. Overnight temperatures drop down to the low 20s. Tomorrow, winds will be light, but still affecting exposed skin because temperatures will be in the mid-30s. Saturday night will drop to the teens. Make sure drafts are sealed and pipes are protected, especially because more fun is on the way for Sunday. At dawn, snow will begin. It will drop around 3 inches during the day, which will warm to just about 33 degrees. Overnight and into Monday morning will be very tricky. Temperatures wavering a little bit in either direction can change things drastically. As of right now, 5 thick, wet inches of snow should have accumulated by Monday morning, with more to fall before stopping early Tuesday morning. You still have time to prepare, considering today's closest possible snowfall is about 650 miles away. Looking way up, we see an annoyingly stubborn solar minimum with 16 days since the last sunspot. Due on Sunday, we have 3 near-Earth object encounters, the largest of which will only be 34 meters wide. Solar wind speed is currently 348 kilometers per second at 4.1 protons per milliliter. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 2. Quiet. This has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Maker Syndicate.
WGXE underwriting support is provided by Hilo Catskill, cafe, bar, art gallery, and performance space located at 365 Main Street, Catskill, New York. Waveform's WGXE is pleased to broadcast live from Hilo every Tuesday morning starting at 9 a.m. In addition, Hilo live events are streamed and broadcast in conjunction with the Wave Farm Radio Transmit Partner Program.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Melissa Alfdemar and Tony Stone of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
It's the fun house, it's the best house, bit of a mess house, no stress house. We joke around or can be serious, so come here being racist or delirious. We don't make fun of, we don't bully, don't pull on the back of nobody hoodie, except everybody the way they are, just fat.
That was a Clubhouse original theme song by Aisha. Welcome back to welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, presenting 1 hour of Tracks Radio Show.
All views expressed on Clubhouse Radio are our truth and may not be represent the views and opinions of the Clubhouse parent organization and the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green.
I'm DJ WIC.
DJ Popcorn.
DJ Markel Savage.
And I am DJ Kansu, and we are here hosting our second Tracks radio program. Let's drop first off into a song by somebody that, a guest artist that is often with us during Tracks, Dope Boy Menace. He did a freestyle over a Slump God, the Ski Mask the Slump God, is that right?
Yeah.
A Ski Mask the Slump God beat, and so we're going to listen to it. We've got space for discussion, and y'all can listen to what Tracks is about and what we're doing. So, here we go.
Tracks Radio Run. Shout out my guy Low Phone Posit. My dude Kingston over there on the boards.
Playtime
over.
I hate windows.
I don't do trendy, bitch. Pull up with Simmies and Fendi, bitch. Full of friendly. Reaping the benefits. Exercise like Benedict. Cole is the winner get. I think it's intricate. Forget where they came from. Don't be the main ones. Yeah. Gonna need you late amnesia. Don't be the same ones. Told you, I woke up counting on bands, yo. I never counted on friends, no. I never needed a handout. I got it, I get it again, yo. I got like 10 in the bin, yo. I'm trying to move them tonight, yo. Call all your people, I got all the food. I need that ticket precise, though. Couple of shooters, couple of guns. Ain't nothing that's new up under the sun. Whatever you do, we already done. Y'all ain't the two, I ain't the one. Trench coat like Morpheus. Real ones endorsing this. Drip, drip, no force it. Yeah, you see me, I'm the sauciest. 9 to 5 in the offices. Street going corporate-ish. Y'all soft-ish. Ex calling, she know she clipped. New phone, who this? She sending me pics like a nudist. You ain't for a minute, you foolish. You really don't love me, they jewel is good. Beast first, let the 223 squirt. Put a put on the t-shirt. Killers with me, do your research. You know it's real whenever I said it. You know it's gang whenever I bled it. You know it's love whenever I spread it. You wear the crown till you get beheaded. Everybody want a ball. Everybody want it all. Everybody got a sacrifice. Heavy soldier got to fall. Took a chance, played the block heavy. Started eating, got a pot belly. Coke dance like rock steady. Chef it up, that's rock ready. Sold Knicks, pack cannons. All my little homies pack hammers. Pop Zans, lack manners. Just chess, not backgammon. Yeah. This chess, not backgammon.
Hey yo, so that was Dope Boy Menace on the track over a Slump God, Ski Mask the Slump God beat. So, we're back. I'm DJ Conso, DJ Popcorn, DJ WIC, and DJ Markel. Alright, y'all, what do you think about that?
It was pretty good.
DJ Markel Savage. I gotta get it right. Alright, so what'd y'all think of that? What'd y'all think of that track?
One of my favorites.
No word.
It was good, it was heating. It was alright.
A lot of creative bars. Punchlines.
He could have added a lot more stuff that was inspiring. Like a lot.
Like, what do you mean?
Like, I don't know. I mean,
He did send a lot of messages. There was a lot you can take away from this and stuff.
Yeah, like, when you get prepared for your older life, I mean.
I mean, it's just even at a basic life, right?
Yeah, like, yeah, no, he said a lot of things that when you need, when you grow up and when your parents are not going to be there. I mean,
he has some other songs like that, too, we talked about on our last track. He has a song like Summer Days is something like that that talks about, like, how to teach.
Yeah.
It's like dropping knowledge,
but it was
right?
enough for me, though. It was enough. I like the beat. I like the flow. Yeah. I like the wording.
Yeah, it was like,
it was great.
Yeah, it was sweet. The whole song was just, whoa, it was just blowing my mind.
Right. DJ Popcorn, you said something about, like, just the number of bars that were in there, right?
Right.
Can you tell our audience what that means for people that might not know? It's that...
Bars are basically just hard-hitting punchlines, in a sense. It's a way to build your song, and it's that one part of the song that makes you go,
Right, and so many in this, like, Tremp Trope, Morpheus, what was that? Oh, you wear the crown so you could be headed, like...
Yeah.
Different lines like that, that's what we're working on in tracks, right? Like, DJ WIC, you talked about a lot about that last time, like, really focusing on the lyrics and what you're saying, right?
Yeah.
So, I know last time, last tracks took a minute, and y'all were watching, what's it called? It's a battle rapping.
Yeah,
right?
I was.
Right? Y'all were watching some battle rap. That's, what does that do for y'all in terms of, like, giving you ideas, giving you lyrics? Giving
lots
you,
of punchlines.
Right?
Lots of punchlines.
Well, it's like... Like, when you try to make a song, it gives, like, opportunities, like, to what you want to do and, like, what stuff you want to add into your real song.
Yeah. Like, some stuff that'll, like, it'll show you how to, like, make a punchline, but at the same time, still delivering something that the people want to hear, so.
Yeah, and it's inspiration because all that stuff is coming on top of their heads. I'm like, oh, wow, how do you do that for Alvin Street? Like, I couldn't.
Right.
Right, the freestyling, that's always amazing.
It was just blowing my mind, like... It was just killing me. It's like a really good song, I mean.
So, I know some of us here are different between freestyle and writing verses first.
Yeah.
Right, so...
See, like...
Where do y'all feel to fall most comfortable, like you feel like you're actually turning things out?
But first, I have to find the beat, see what sounds right in my mind, see what I know I can work out, what my flow is going to be like.
Mm-hmm.
And I plan things out as I go. I don't start writing until I have some sort of idea of what I want to talk about, what the topic's going to be, or if I'm just going to, like, talk about something.
Okay.
If the beat's fire, I mean, you could, like, I have to think before I, like, do it, because if I just jump right in, I'm not going to know what I want to say, like, know what I'm going to do.
Like, I feel like jumping right into me is the best part of it, because you're just gonna go in and you might just say something that's fire to you, and then you're gonna put it into your song, and you can incorporate more lyrics into it and build the song more. So
yeah, because if like you want one detail in the song but you don't know about the other, you can like think about something else and you could know if you want that in or not.
Yeah, like certain rappers, they'll hint at things that they like. It's big in the public, and like there'll be certain situations that they're not supposed to talk about, and they'll just put it inside a metaphor, and they'll break it down in such a way that you'll understand it, but nobody really gets it.
Yeah, I mean, it's like if somebody makes this beat, the other person might not like it, but I mean, you could still try and see.
Well, DJWC, in terms of freestyling, right? You actually didn't freestyle your most recent piece that you're working with, right?
Yeah, for me, I don't think freestyle comes natural to me. Because I guess maybe it's like something that goes back to school. Like, if I'm writing something on paper, my vocabulary automatically expands to another level. I'm like, oh, okay. But if I'm just freestyling, the words don't come to me. But when I'm writing on paper, they come to me in all different forms. And it's just,
different. Yeah, I could look at the wall for, like, a certain amount of time in the classroom. I'll look at the wall in science for 40 minutes, and then I'll know what to say.
Yeah, okay. I get that idea.
Like, somebody says wall, and I'll just think about a bunch of things that come inside my head and just...
That's useful, right? So it's a free write, but freestyle, right? I feel like that's something that maybe has gotten lost in new hip-hop music in some ways, right?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, your freestyle is your rap. It's like, no, your freestyle is like your practice in some ways, or free write, or how you get your ideas flowing, right? Does that...
Yeah.
So, I have a DJ who's not with us today, DJ 2U Love Always. did a freestyle in Wordshop. And yeah. She does quite a few freestyles. Yeah. And so we have a few of her pieces here today. And so let's listen to something that came out of the Wordshop. It was a total rough run, but it's free write combined with freestyle to kind of go with what y'all are talking about.
Yep. Okay.
So.
Sounds good.
Let's go. And
listen to the rashes on fashion. Every day people want to tell me they ain't never gonna be capping till they throw on a hat and take it back to the time when their mama wasn't even making not a dollar. Been smarter cause it only get harder, and I'm just a starter, no appetizer on the plate. I've been ate. It's gonna take more than one obituary to tell me they get scary. Can't tell me they get weary and lactose intolerant. I only ever drink dairy. Go run and tell the tooth fairy got juice cause I'm very articulate. Can stand up, I'm in the ditch. Cannot really be around her, whole personality too high pitched.
Alright, that was DJ 2U, Love Always.
Yeah.
Right. And she was just flowing on that. And yep. Something that I noticed at the end was one of her lines was, can't be around her personality too high-pitched, right?
Yeah, I was just going to comment on that, yeah.
Right, so that's one of the places where music can be really important for us to talk about what we're going through, like, right? Like, how we get our emotions, things that are frustrating us, yeah. Things that are... And it's a way for us to also talk about, like... Tracks program was born out of recovery tracks originally, yeah. Right? Like yeah. Being in recovery from whether that be drugs, alcohol, recovery from school, recovery from your parents,
yeah,
recovery
relationship,
life
in
general. Exactly, right? Anything. Like anything to work through. And I don't know, DJ WSC, are you comfortable talking about like what your most recent song is about? And if not, like I can talk about like one that I recently did also that kind of talks about things that I'm, you know, working through.
Are you talking about my
remix
slash
Lizzo.
Parody.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Are you okay talking about
yeah,
that?
Yeah, yeah.
Alright.
It's supposed to be funny. Yeah. Like, I'm pretty big. I'm a pretty big guy.
Same.
So I'm not saying I'm like obese, but because I'm nowhere near obese. But it was supposed to be funny. Like I like food. Who doesn't like food?
Love food.
So you know, I wrote an interpretation of it into a parody of Truth Hurts. I called it Food Hurts, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be out soon.
Yep.
Yeah, it's just supposed to be funny. Something I can laugh about.
Different things that are going on, right? Yeah. Like, a way to talk about, like, different things happening in life. Make it lighter. Make it...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And one thing about, like, the freestyle kind of thing, I feel like spoken word, that stuff, that's also sort of freestyle in a sense. Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of, like, spoken word poets, they're pretty good at, like, if you put on, like, a certain instrumental behind it,
mm-hmm.
they're, like, boom, and they're snapping and they're throwing punchlines and stuff. That's the kind of stuff that a lot of people might not expect from, like, maybe even a poet. Like, they wouldn't expect them to, like, know how to rap. I mean, it's mostly, like, sometimes it could be metaphors relating to life and things like that. You know,
I mean, if I can, since you brought it up, I started as a poet. I am a poet, really, is what I say. And working with y'all in the tracks program has actually inspired me to start doing more rapping, freestyling, writing to beats. And, like,
that's great.
Because of being around y'all. And so can take a minute. We can listen to pretty much what you were saying. It's like, I'm a poet that just kind of turned into some spoken words. So did a radio edit of this piece.
Yep.
All right. So. DJ Kansu, Glory Run. Thank you to Catch 22 Beats.
Enjoy.
Been there since I was 3. Born over in Germany. Flying back across the seas. Mom and pops was military. Yeah, that's the way they raised me with 24-hour clocks. No one ever shot a Glock, but I do know what I want. Give me an AR-7, yeah, survival. Cause they'll try to keep it stuff, so while they stock up on the ammo. Peace and civility are tools of control, mean to fire in your soul. America's stolen land run by corrupt government. That's where they're anarchists, that's where they're terrorists. I was made to tell you this, I was made to smoke and spit. I am the living dead, I'm the figment in your head. I'm the ghost up in your bed, I'm the nightmare that you dread. This is not where we belong, extinction, extend along. Get back to with the earth, put your hands all in the dirt. We get the glory, get the glory. We know what we're with. Know how to quench the thirst, vampire wannabe. Drink blood of 9 enemies, I know I. I was meant to be. Last of Miscarry 3. No, you'll never buy this body. You will never know me. Wanna know how I was made. Wanna know how I get paid. Wanna know how much I'm getting laid. All you gotta know is that I always find the flow. That I don't play no demo. That I'm saucy buffalo. White man was always shady. Selling our baby. Blaming AIDS on Haiti. So you can date me. All my exes hate because I carry all the history of the ones who made my grandma and my granny. No, I never had a nanny. Don't even trust my family. Green County fish nasty. If you ask me, I will never be a caddy. Just keep a f***ing laughing. America's stolen land run by corrupt government. That's where they're anarchists. That's where they're terrorists. Yeah, you made us. Yeah, you created this. And what you mad for though? Wearing your white and blue. You get patriotic. Yeah, I'd rather get hypnotic. Caring about a reputation. I am Orion's constellation. Flower pollinated every time I sneeze. Yeah, I used to sip on 40s. I am King B. Low-key white supremacy eating out our souls, oppressing you and me. It's the fact that it's ingrained. It's the fact that whites could pay twice as much for just a little. Hit that roof, I say padiddle. Get pulled over if you black, cause our system's whack. You get stabbed in the back for everything you like. Native people, black people, trans people, queer people, my people, burn the steeple on Notre Dame. Go and tell your mom that the time for peace died with dawn. Authoritarian, octogenarian, diplomatic, problematic. I don't like the crack of Trump. Throwing people under buses, politicians suck. Yeah, you sound like Donald Duck quacking. Disrespecting punks. Coughing while so pale. Coughing got a nail. Yeah, this country is a fail and we don't get out on bail. America's stolen land run by corrupt government. That's where they're anarchists. That's where they're terrorists. I was made to tell you this. I was made to smoke and spit. I am the living dead. I'm the figment in your head. I'm the ghost up in your bed. I'm the nightmare that you dread. This is not where we belong. Extinction. Extend along. Get back to with the earth. Put your hands all in the dirt. We get the glory. Get the glory. We know what we're. Get your glory, get your glory. Yeah, you better get your glory, get your glory, get your glory. Yeah, you better get your glory, get your glory, get your glory. Yeah, you better get your glory, get your glory. All right, welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, presenting 1 hour of tracks. It was
a pretty good song.
Well, who was it?
I just don't think WGC is gonna appreciate the getting laid part.
Who was it? MHA?
MHA. Or who? I mean,
here's the issue, right? We're talking about recovery, right?
Yeah.
Different people do different things to like make themselves feel better in recovery, and sex is part of that.
True.
And for us to not be talking to you about that is also highly irresponsible when you're watching stuff like DaBaby.
You're right.
I'm not going to pretend that y'all aren't aware of those things, right?
Yeah, I'm saying I understand what you're saying, but I don't know if you're allowed to say that on air.
I mean, I'm allowed to say that on air. There's no cursing, right? There was a line. Like it was, want to know how I get made, want to know how I get paid, want to know how much I'm getting laid. All you got to know is that I always find the flow, meaning, like, once again, those things aren't any of anybody else's business, right?
True, it's a part of life. Like, I feel like people are a little too sensitive about that. Like, we're all going to experience it.
True.
We all talk about it. So, what's the point of trying
to... Everybody goes through.
And there's no point in being not... I think there's no point in not being transparent about that, right?
Right.
Because that is what actually gets people into trouble.
Yeah, I've got no problem with it. But.
Right, so I think that kind of leads us into... We've got about 4 minutes before we got to go into news. We have a short little 1 minute, another piece from DJ 2 You Love Always to an Ash Nico type beat that kind of gets into what y'all are talking about, like, why are we so sensitive about these things, and let's be transparent, right?
Yep.
All right. So let's take a minute.
Wow. That's crazy. My sneakers bright sunshine, wobble while my teeth high, my shoe round like a pie, gave no points, I've been high, she just wanna meet me, he just wanna freak me, buy a seat, no seat geek, guess that's why I eat me, I know a bitch who lick feet, they don't wanna pick me, upside down like censored, on my knees my head hurts, give me brain like stealther, she like when I crane her, I just found her center, ground her with no leather, she like sending letters, that's why I never met her, if I ever sexed her, I'ma have to test her, I can never best her, smoke it till my chest burns, I am out like SpongeBob, I just finished the job.
Yeah, we're back in, and that was DJ 2 You Love Always over an Ash Nico type beat. And what was y'all's reaction to that?
I liked it.
Right? It flowed.
Yeah, like the flow, the pitch, the beat, everything. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Right. There was a line in there that goes back to what we were just talking about before the song came on, and the line was, if I ever sex her, I'm going to have to test her, right? Like, that's a smart line. You know what I mean? Like, we're talking about sex, but talking about it in a safe sex way, like, that y'all are, you know, aware of what you really should be doing, right? If you're going to do this, then that's how to be safe about it. So, it is 6:28. Are y'all sticking around for the second half, maybe? We'll see.
I don't know.
DJWIC will be here.
All right, we'll be back with...
And I might.
Okay, maybe DJ Popcorn, DJWIC will be back, DJ Concert will be here, and we might have to say goodbye to DJ Markel Savage. But right before the news, we'll take a minute and listen to Summer Days by Doughboy Menace.
Hey.
The Lord is my shepherd. He restores my soul. He guides me in the path of righteousness for the sake of his name. Even though I walk through the valley in the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for you are with me.
Know that stick up before you hit the strip. Say a prayer before you hit a leg. Strap your dish up before you... Thinking I'ma come up then run up and make it hot as shit.
Summer days.
Choppers, K's, 223s.
Everybody love them.
Summer days, bottles of spades.
Summertime cookouts, smoking, eating and drinking. Humpers in the lookouts, trap house jinking. Trump still in office, grew up like an orphan. Daddy was in jail and mama was out often. Blocks was infested, streets had me invested. Just because it feel good don't mean that it's a blessing. I was adolescent, had my granny stressing. They designed a hood to kill us, my nigga. I learned my lesson. My son about to be four. Hope he be an entrepreneur. Hope he be a good to grow up and put his people on. Some gonna greet you wrong. Just had the right response. Just had your gun on you. If you that type to flaunt, sometimes you gotta right your wrongs. The summer nights is long. I take a bunch of thoughts, then I write the songs. Word to Jesus, I got that Quentin Miller. For that currency, make you a better spitter. Know that stick up before you hit the strip. Say a prayer before you hit a leg. Strap your dish up before you just thinking I'ma come up then run up and make it hot as shit.
Summer days.
Choppers, K's, 223s.
Everybody love them.
Summer days, bottles of spades.
Shootouts at barbecues never make the news. When you young, wild, and reckless, you gon' break the rules. When you never used to win, then what you got to lose? When you live the life of sin, that's how you got to move. Jugging and finessing, tucking the Smith and Wesson, trying to kick it with some beautiful women in sundresses. Drip to the floor, you know that I be dressing. It's that Thousand Island flexing. I've been trying to send a message, so relaxed in that peace. Still, I remain a beast, trying to make it to the cookout for the killer mac and cheese. Auntie taking pics, my sis talking ish. Kids running, doing flips, unk scheming on my... It's a cold, cold world, but I love it. I be forever thugging. Things ain't always go as planned. I learned to work the oven. Word to Jesus, I got that Quentin Miller. For that currency, make you a better spitter. Know that stick up before you hit the strip. Say a prayer before you hit a leg. Strap your dish up before you... Just thinking I'ma come up and run up and make it hot as shit.
Summer days.
Choppers, K's, 223s.
Everybody love them.
Summer days, bottles of spades.
Summer days. Everybody love them.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Amelia Teasdale is reporting for the Columbia paper. The Ichabod Crane School Board was updated during a recent public meeting on the estimated cost of the major capital improvement project scheduled for 2020. Larry Toon from Turner Construction said the costs are estimated to be around $24 million, roughly 1% over budget. The project, which includes major upgrades at the high school and middle school buildings, is still in the design phase. The designs will be sent to the State Education Department for review in early December, and bids for construction will be issued in April. Melissa Rinkowitz, a representative from CS Arch, the project designers, said the state review should take around 10 weeks. In December 2018, district residents approved spending a total of $27 million, which encompasses the cost of design, construction, and incidentals. The plan includes work on the art, math, science, and technology wings of the high school, as well as upgrades to the guidance offices and the addition of a technology wing. Renovation of the middle school building includes the addition of more than 700 bleacher seats to the gym, as well as the image of the ghost of Ichabod Crane riding along the side of the roof. And you can read the full story in the Columbia paper. Joseph Spector is reporting for Gannett, New York, on the series of adjustments to the state's STAR program, the annual $3 billion program that gives homeowners a break on school taxes, and how the program could still be vulnerable to change during the upcoming state budget cycle. Lawmakers in the Hudson Valley are arguing the changes need to stop because the annual tinkering with the program is confusing for homeowners and creating a headache for local tax assessors who increasingly have less power over the program. Westchester Democrat Assemblywoman Sandra Galef said the state cannot continue to negotiate away, and I quote, this vital tax benefit year after year in the budget, end quote. Any additional reforms to the STAR program would have to be made in the state budget for the fiscal year that begins April 1st. Lawmakers return to Albany in January. The state is looking at a $6 billion budget gap, so Governor Andrew Cuomo and legislative leaders may again look to find ways to adjust STAR benefits. Lawmakers said STAR changes have taken place every year over the past five budget cycles. And you can read the full story in the Times-Telegram of Utica. The Greene County Police Officers Association released a statement November 28th stating its opposition to criminal justice reform in New York, specifically the procedural changes set to go into effect January 1st. The association is, and I quote, an organization made up of law enforcement officers, active and retired, who either worked or reside in Greene County, end quote. According to the statement, the organization rarely issues press releases, but noted that, and I quote, in light of the truly dramatic changes, we feel it extremely important to inform the residents of Greene County as to our position, end quote. The group identifies the elimination of cash bail and the, and I quote, imposition of strict discovery mandates on police and prosecutors, end quote, as problematic, calling the reforms, and I quote, a clear and frightening attack on our entire criminal justice system, end quote. According to the association, and I quote, the new justice reform procedures are so radical it is nearly impossible to meet the necessary requirements, especially for our small rural district attorney's offices, justice courts, and police agencies. Upstate communities will especially be impacted by these changes due to a lack of resources, end quote. The group is calling on the governor and the state legislature to reconsider the changes. Read the full press release at 985thecat.iheart.com. William J. Kimball is reporting for the Daily Freeman. The town of Rhinebeck officials are reviewing a proposal that would require property owners to acquire permits if they wish to host short-term rentals for less than 30 days. The proposed ordinance was discussed during a Rhinebeck town board meeting this week. Under the proposal, only hosted short-term rentals would be allowed. Zoning Review Group member Jerry Levy provided recommendations to establish a registry and require rental units to be inspected. The recommendations also include a requirement that a property manager be designated for short-term rental properties if the owner will be away. Levy said the town has between 90 and 135 short-term rental properties, which ranks second in Dutchess County. Town Supervisor Elizabeth Spencer said the recommendations would be reviewed with an emphasis on prohibiting properties from being purchased for the sole purpose of being used for short-term rentals. And you can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Catskill Clubhouse.
27 hearts beat.
Here's what we do with the clubhouse. 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 It be fun at the clubhouse. Music stay loud at the clubhouse. Staff be cool at the clubhouse. Not just mine, just your house. Music program with the clubhouse. Got a drum set at the clubhouse. Got a piano at the clubhouse. Make your own beats at the clubhouse. Get on the radio with the clubhouse. Share your voice at the clubhouse. Express yourself at the clubhouse. Tracks program at the clubhouse. Be yourself at the clubhouse. No judgment at the clubhouse. No drama at the clubhouse. We accept you at the clubhouse. Got field trips at the clubhouse. Got art supplies at the clubhouse. Creativity at the clubhouse. Paint your own wall at the clubhouse. Got a TV at the clubhouse. Got Wi-Fi at the clubhouse. Food and snacks at the clubhouse. Hope to see you at the clubhouse.
Welcome back to to Clubhouse Radio, live from the Catskill Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM WGXE, broadcasting Aqua Catskill Hudson.
You were just listening to an original Clubhouse theme song by DJ WIC himself, which was made in Tracks, right? Which we're back with.
Yeah.
It's the last half hour of our Tracks program, and where we are listening to original music by Youth Clubhouse. By Clubhouse youth and staff, and the music that inspires us, right?
Yeah.
So let's jump right back in with a song that we both really enjoyed. We did play it on the last tracks, yeah. But it's been getting refined in Pro Tools, which is something else that we do during Tracks, right?
Yeah.
Learning different software. So this is called Rugrats by DJ2U Love Always.
I usually just come and chill. Got some friends who off the pill. I really like dill, pickles, no fill. Rugrats, I thug that. Can't get back those times. I hugged back those hate tracks and I didn't make a dime. Just wasting some time. Got some people who really wanna be slime. And I hate that, then I lay back and think about what's mine. Okay, scratch that, I don't got much, but I'm soft touching like a. I can get hard and I got bars, can't really tell me what to do. I ain't got no crew. Actually, I'm acting new. They stick to me like I'm f***ing glue. Don't understand, I'm clueless, I'm booze. I'm two-stitched, got Leo by the CEO, and I'm in cameo, can't stop me, I'm catastrophic, no man to stop me, no band to pop me, no hand to cop me, no can stop me, got the energy like I'm coffee, caffeinate, rejuvenate, cause there's only so much to take, and I say that now, cause you know backing down, and I'm in the town, no resident, and I'm president of all the people who went and spent all their money on the company they work at, where the birds at, I'm trying to earn my wings, can't wait till I get all my rings, so my whole clique can eat like kings.
All right, welcome back to Clubhouse Radio. That was DJ2U Love Always with Rugrats over, I believe, a Tyler the Creator type beat. And one of the things that I heard in that, she was talking about coffee, right?
Yeah.
And we're back again talking a little bit about recovery and like how people view different substances, right? And something that happened when we were first listening through the songs is I remember on, there was some mention, in one of the earlier songs that Lil Popcorn, or not DJ Popcorn, had a reaction to that was like, oh, should we be saying that? Like, oh, should we be talking about that? And I don't know, we talk about coffee, right? Is that not also an addictive substance? Like, I don't know, have you ever tried coffee? Like, is that a relationship you have with it? Like,
So, I don't drink coffee that often
mm-hmm.
for the pure fact that I don't want to walk to a coffee shop every morning and spend my money on coffee to drink.
Real life.
I'd rather go up to my fridge and pour me a glass of orange juice.
Yo, heard. And I mean, so that's also, people get into rhythms, right? People get into things that make them feel better. People get into things that make their body feel better because they grow dependent on it, right? And so I think, I don't know, there's a sort of a demonization aspect, I think, that happens with one way versus another way, in which drugs have been legalized and made okay and which ones have not. Mm-hmm. And I'm always interested in how people relate to being able to, like, get through the day, right? Like, we make music in some ways, tracks, too, to be able to process all these things that are going on, be able to have a release, be able to, if we're frustrated, too, right, get these things off our chest rather than necessarily going to coffee or smoking or drinking.
Eating.
Computer games.
Yeah.
Like, all these sort of different types of things that we don't think about necessarily as being ways that we are in recovery from things, or things that we might want to at any point ever be in recovery from.
Yeah, because I remember when I first moved up here to Catskill, I obviously didn't know anybody because I just moved here, and I had my PS4. So I played that every day, and I was eating every day, and I just kept playing PS4, and like I couldn't focus on my schoolwork. I was getting like towards 8th grade was good. 9th grade, my grades weren't that good because I was on PS4 all day.
Right.
Literally from the time I got home from school to like 12 at night, school, home, video games, sleep, school, it's a cycle. And it wasn't good. So this year, I'm kind of off that track. I haven't been on PS4 in like a month because like from my own decision, it's less, like it's not a temptation now because I'm busy now. I'm in the play. My grades are good. So that's like rewarding to me.
Right.
So
you find like different ways to like actually connect, be a part of different things where.
Yeah, because like before when I was anxious or nervous or was having a good day, I'd go on my PS4 and eat some food. Now if I'm having a bad day or whatever, I know I have tomorrow to look forward to because the play to have rehearsals and we're having rehearsals more often now.
Weird.
So I'm like, oh, okay, I can't wait for rehearsal.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's something to look forward to. Yeah. Right?
Like, oh, I can't wait to go to school and get good grades again because it makes you feel good.
Okay. Yeah. Like it sounds like you've recreated your relationship to the environment that you're in, that you don't have to like medicate with food and computer games in the same way.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Yo, cool. That's awesome. So let's take a minute. We were talking about ways that making music can also help you recover from being frustrated about certain things.
Yep.
And so we had Dope Boy Menace hang out with Lil Foam Posit for a hot second, and they made something that's kind of fun. So, let's listen.
Oh, she all on my phone, this chick is the worst. Seen all them news, her feelings is hurt. Told me she's stressed, she off a perk. When I'm off the Henny, I give her the work. She calling me daddy, but she ain't my daughter. Loving the drip, my jewelry like water. She all on my tip, loving the aura. Got me a phone, she crossing the border. Climbing the wall like Trump. I pull out that 40, you slump. She back that thing up like a dump truck. She pull out my meat, give me sucks up. All of my phone got me fucked up. Baby, you know that you wrong. Baby, you know that you wrong. Your feelings for me just too strong. Ooh.
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 Check my phone and I know what you're bringing like.
Ooh.
Ooh. Check my phone and I know what you're bringing like.
Oh,
oh, my phone and I know that she bring it like.
Oh,
oh, check my phone and I know that she bring it like. Phone pause.
Oh boy.
Yo, that bumps. Sick. Right. That bumps. that's real. It's gonna be stuck in my head for a bit. But it's the ways also to get out like levels of frustration, right? It sounds like somebody's got somebody going through their phone. Yeah, they should be going through their phone. And we all been there, I think, at some point.
Yeah.
Right? But better way to do it is get it out on the mic, right?
Yeah.
At least I think so. One thing I think I want to talk about is Black Friday.
Yeah.
I don't know. You into it for a hot second?
Yeah, of course.
So I'm not really into Black Friday. I don't shop on those days. I think it's super problematic. And I heard this thing, apparently it's spreading. Like,
what
across, like it's spreading into Europe.
Oh, Black Friday.
Yeah. Like, oh, I'm like, what, like, what, like, hold on. But what's useful is France is actually, I think, trying to ban it as, like, encouraging overconsumption.
Mm-hmm.
So reason I want to talk about that a little bit is, like, do we ever think about shopping as an addiction, like, in a big way? I know people talk about it, but it feels like it can be, like, I don't know, a symptom of the privileged, a symptom of the rich, right?
Yeah, I think it is an addiction,
yeah. Yeah, but, like, it's also an addiction that feels like it's being catered to in our basic capitalist society. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It can, like, the ads that are out, like...
Yeah, because I see something I like, and mm-hmm. I'm young, too, so this is a habit I've broken out of.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, a year ago, not too long ago, I would see something I like, I'd had the money for it, so I would buy it. And I felt good because I had the money for it, mm-hmm. and I spent that money on what I wanted, but now the money's gone. So what am I doing now?
I mean, I think that's the trap of... That's the trap we get into, right? It's like, have your money, because that makes you feel good, and then spend it on a thing that'll make you feel good, and then keep trying to get more money to keep spending it on the thing that'll make you feel good.
Yeah.
Right.
And, like, I guess the whole idea behind Black Friday, it's like, oh, originally this was $1,000. Oh, but come today and get it for $100 less, $200 less.
Right.
So...
I mean, yes,
so I might as well just buy two and save $400, right? No.
I don't know. I think I'm missing something that I maybe should have done research on before I brought in Black Friday, but I feel like there's some deep, deep problematic historical pieces about Black Friday that are based the same way Wall Street is super problematic, right? Where it's where they used to sell bodies, right?
Yeah.
Black Friday, not in a similar way based in that level of capitalism of what used to be the resource that was sold. Mm. I don't know. Things to think about.
Interesting.
But let's take a minute and listen to Trap Vibes by Dope by Menace.
These vibes ain't right, fiends looking suspicious. These drug dealers is doing all of the snitching. My homie came home, my door got locked. Another day, another dollar, man, the trap don't stop. These vibes ain't right, fiends looking suspicious. These drug dealers is doing all of the snitching. My homie came home, my door got locked. Another day, another dollar, man, the trap don't stop.
When you blessed with a talent, they either gonna love or hate you. Might as well shine, cause it's gonna still shade you. OGs align you and young fade you, and they ain't even barbers. This shit is getting harder. In these streets where I'm from, barely know their father. Most of them being raised by their favorite rap artists. Yesterday I was thinking I used to look up the kingpins. Now they mopping floors and mess halls and sing sing. Screaming bring Obama back while rappers wearing MAGA hats. Anything to sell a record, man, they more than whack. These ain't this shit. I put my daughters on to that. These don't choose. My son's sister taught them that. These fools bought jewels. I went and ordered more Macs. I turn on the news because Netflix ain't airing that. I light up the sip on the brew, thinking how they really out here killing people for views.
These vibes ain't right, fiends looking suspicious. The drug dealers is doing all of the snitching. My homie came home, my door got locked. Another day, another dollar, man, the trap don't stop. These vibes ain't right, fiends looking suspicious. The drug dealers is doing all of the snitching. My homie came home, my door got locked. Another day, another dollar, man, the trap don't stop.
Posing on the gram with the hammer and bad grammar. Dropped out of school like fucking, now he a scammer. Designer clothes, foreign wheels, exotic clothes, chasing bags and going viral like Shiggy Show. That's all they know in the hood, that's how we get it. Eating good for us with sweet and sour chicken. Cooking O's on the stove in mama's kitchen. Had to wait till she leave and paying off your siblings. God give it, God take it away. Praying for better days, staying out of the way. I swear to taste better when you stress, trying to camouflage this, but my life just a mess. The vibes ain't right, fiends looking suspicious. Drug dealers just doing all of the snitching. My homie came home, my dog got locked. Another day, another dollar, man, the trap don't stop.
These vibes ain't right, fiends looking suspicious. Drug dealers just doing all of the snitching. My homie came home, my dog got locked. Another day, another dollar, man, the trap don't stop. These vibes ain't right, fiends looking suspicious. Drug dealers doing all of the snitching. Homie came home, my door got locked. Another day, another dollar, man, the trap don't stop.
Fellow on the All right, welcome back to Clubhouse Radio. That was Dope Boy Menace with Trap Vibes. We're back, DJ Khonsu, DJ WIC, and
DJ Phoebs.
What's up, y'all? So we just wanted to talk about a little bit what Trax has meant to the people who are involved in it, right? To me, Trax, I can see as the beginning of careers, starts of portfolios, a breeding ground for creativity, catharsis, and a celebration of self. I've gotten to expand my own writing and see youth who usually hate writing outside of school start to actually pen lyrics, writing and editing, which is, I think, great. So, yeah. how do you feel about it, DJ WC?
About Trax?
Yeah. Talking about Trax.
It's an opportunity. It's an experience. Cause, like I said before, I believe one not a recent one that we've done, but one past radio live we've done. It's like it's an opportunity. It's an experience. I've never done anything like this before. Tracks. I've never messed with music. I've never wrote my own song. So it's opened up a new door to me. Like my creative process, it just opened up new vocabulary. Just stuff that's been, like, laying dormant is just, like, out there now.
Yeah. It's really awesome.
Yeah. I mean, I love how Trax has been rebooted with this open frame about music making in itself is catharsis.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not setting a whole bunch of boundaries. You got to talk about this in this way to make it sound right. It's, like, start with just, like, expressing yourself fully. Mm-hmm. Like, somebody wrote and about their experience. Like, I'm able to feel proud about feel proud of what I'm creating through the encouragement of others here at the clubhouse. This space has helped me be more open. It helped me have more confidence. Just, you know, that feeling that, like, that what can feel like the mundane or what's going on in your life is the things that build up eventually to whatever the issue is, addiction or struggling in life. And, like, yeah, these songs are just so complex when you really break down into, like, how much they reveal about all the stuff everyone has to deal with every day.
Yeah.
And they all leave laughing and having a good time. Like, that's catharsis.
It changes it, right? You can come in here in a really terrible mood and be like, or have a really terrible experience and be like, I'm going to write a hate track because I need to right now.
Like,
you know what I mean?
Whatever I want. Like, in school, I can't say certain stuff. In public, it's not good to say certain stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Adults just, well, a lot.
Yeah.
But in tracks, I can just, you know, just say what I need to get off because.
Right. Yeah. And I mean, we're not here to, you know, shut you down. Like, the less we talk about the things that are actually going on, the worse things get.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't help anybody to be silent about these things. You know what I mean? So, we're starting to come to the end of our time. Yep. You know, like, I appreciate y'all for, I appreciate DJ WIC and DJ Phoebs for being here. Big shout out to DJ Markel and DJ Popcorn, DJ 2 You Love Always, and of course to you, our listeners. We appreciate you being with us.
Stay tuned. Every month, Trax Radio is just going to be more and more original music because it keeps flowing. We get together every week to make these tracks.
Catch us next week and every Friday at 6 p.m. on WGXC 90.7 FM and WGXC.org. If you are 12 to 18 and want to get involved in the programming our radio show, join us for a radio workshop at the Catskill Youth Clubhouse every Thursday and Friday at 5 p.m.
And next week on Clubhouse Radio, tune in for Censored, which is more music, and we'll be talking about cultural appropriation. And right now, we're going to finish out with a beat that a couple of the staff here have been working. It's called Numb. It's a Kendrick Lamar Schoolboy Q, J. Cole type beat by Batman. BVTMAN. Like to give credit to the beat makers that are out there. And so we'll finish with that and some shout outs. So a big thank you to Wave Farm and WGXC for making this radio program possible. The Catskill and Hudson Youth Clubhouses and Mental Health Association of Columbia Green Counties for supporting this program.
Shout out to Road Recovery and the Recovery Track